So let's start off with the law schools. The Northwestern Law School, which is an unbelievable typo, have my piece. I call it Northeastern Law School, which Dan Lena is going to shoot me for. But he has an index where he first did 4 years ago and refreshed it in 2019, where they're tracking law programs or law centers and classes that they teach their students that focus on technology. It's really an incredible list of 50 law schools. And we're going to do something really crazy here. I'm going to click it one more time. We're going to actually go out there and see if we can take a peek here. 1 second. And if it doesn't work, believe me, it's operator error on my part. And I think that's exactly where we are. That's my bad. But let me tell you about it. What you do on this index, there you go. Thank you, sir. On the index, it pops up. I'll flip on back. It pops up and you can hover over all these schools. It'll tell you how many degrees, how many programs, innovation centers, and classes that they teach. It is absolutely astounding. And one of the things that's fun, of course, is here is finding your favorite law school, whether it's UT, whether it's Baylor, whether it's any school in Texas. And shockingly enough, if you look closely and close again and look one more time, you quickly discover that, well, let's back up. Texas is second only to California in total technology as a portion of Texas GDP. We are a big dog in technology. But when it comes to having anything on Lena's index, zero, not a law schools, are among those 50 law schools, which is kind of shocking because I know SMU actually has a center that has been backed by big money that does legal innovation. So with that aside, let's jump a little deeper into what's going on in corporate America. Because if you spend some time on Lena's index, you'll see that those 50 law schools are bringing out and teaching new students, a new cadre, a new wave of lawyers, how to use technology. But what's going on in corporate America? What's going on in the legal department? If we step back in terms of where we're aiming at, surely they are, if you're representing bigger institutions, that legal department is setting the tone, the legal department is doing the hiring, legal department has the all-important approved counsel list that you want to be on. What's their expectation? What are they doing? What's their approach toward technology? What are their needs? Tell me more. So if you have that in mind, you'll, of course, first off, I suggest you take a wander over and look at the Association of Corporate Counsel. Association of Corporate Counsel is the legacy organization that DuPont and others started 20, 25 years ago. Remember, DuPont came out with their competitive edge and the DuPont legal model that upset everybody so much in the mid-80s, that focused on efficiency, keeping track of legal spend, and the like. The Association of Corporate Counsel has delved into that deeply. But they're not the only player anymore. There's now an organization called the Corporate Legal Operations Conference. And CLOC, actually Corporate Legal Operations Consortium, CLOC was formed by the in-house legal departments at Google years ago, and they have really taken their technology into deep, deep uses and interesting uses. What we're going to do here is we're going to say, take a look at the takeaway. What are these legal departments focused on? And after looking at this focus, we're going to take a little deep as to what that looks like and how they execute on that. And we're doing this to answer one simple question. What are we aiming for in our business? What's technology's role? How do I roll in to my business plan the use of technology to get business from these type of clients and customers? The takeaway, of course, is corporate legal departments are all about technology and the companion process management. And they're all about controlling costs, and we'll see that. But there's a third latent focus that's bubbled up over the last couple of years, and just let the cat out of the bag now. That focus is data, and we will dive into that as well. Well, let's take a look, get back to talk about ACC in case you think I'll never bump into them. Well, there's over 10,000 companies that are members, and they have over 45,000 members from those 10,000 companies. They are devoted intently on what's called legal operations. So one of the catchwords or phrases that you should use with your banks, and just as a story, I now know several mortgage loan servicing shops and now several mid-sized banks that they are now getting organized where their in-house counsel is now calling someone in that team legal operations counsel. So this is a ACC and CLOC concept that's now seeping down into the $15 billion and banks that are $15 billion or higher. They have literally a manual now where they give benchmarking to help the legal departments